Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Hi, Mr. Postmaster. How's your tooth?
Oh, it's okay, Miss Message. Okay today. I just had a momentary twinge yesterday. That's all. At least I hope that's all.
Oh, Dr. Drillenfell will be so disappointed.
I know he will, but he'll have to wait.
I know something that can't wait. Look at all these letters.
Wow, I'll say. We better quit wool gathering here, Miss Message, and see what's here. Yes, there's ones from a class and also a bunch of individual letters.
Here's one from Tamika Lewis from Aroda, who writes, "Dear Santa, my name is Tamika Lewis, and I'm 3 years old, and my mom is writing this letter for me. Please bring me some toys, clothes, and shoes, and anything else nice you have for a good little girl. Please don't forget the other boys and girls at Christmas. I'll leave you something good to eat and some hot coffee. Thank you for everything you gave me last year, and I hope you have a nice holiday. Thank you, Tamika Lewis."
That's a very nice letter, Tamika. Which reminds me, Miss Message, sometimes we mispronounce people's names. It's inadvertent when we do, but you can't always tell how a name is to be pronounced sometimes. So if we do, don't worry. Santa Claus knows your name and knows how to pronounce it. Here, for example, is Yvonne Lumsden. I think I'm pretty good at saying that one. And Yvonne has written her own letter, Miss Message, and did a very nice job. "Dear Santa, I've been a very good girl. Please bring me Hungry Hungry Hippo, a bike, and a beanbag chair. I love you, Yvonne Lumsden."
Here's a letter from Jody Shelton. "Dear Santa Claus, how are you? How's your wife? My name is Jody Shelton from Unionville. I am at school at Lightfoot. And for Christmas, what I would like to have is a set of walkie-talkies, a bike, and a go-kart. Please, that's what I want the most. Thank you for my mini-bike last year. Your friend forever, Jody Shelton."
Isn't that great? Do you want to mention what class Jody is in at Unionville?
Oh, you write that. Yeah. He's in Miss Bosky's class at Lightfoot.
Yeah, that's kind of important, I guess. Here's a letter from Kimberly Dyer. "Dear Santa, my name is Kimberly Dyer, and I'm 5 years old. I've been a pretty good girl this year. For Christmas, I would like these things: a record player, a sewing machine." A five-year-old girl wants a sewing machine? "A Fisher-Price desk set, and a stuffed poodle. Please remember my little brother Michael, who is 2. He would like a train, a Fisher-Price farm set, and an auto transport set. I will leave some cake and coffee on the table. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Love, Kimberly Dyer." Very nice letter, Kimberly.
Jeanette Ness writes, "Dear Santa Claus, I'm 6 years old and in the first grade. For Christmas, I'd like a baby doll and a cradle, blue jean sleeping bag, a cowboy suit, a pair of earrings. There will be cake and hot cocoa waiting for you. Thank you, Jeanette Ness."
Santa Claus is getting a lot of good things to eat around here, Miss Message. Look who has written, would you? Dixie Beasley wrote. I was wondering whether we were going to hear from Dixie. "Dear Santa," says Dixie, "I am 4 years old and live in Gordonsville. I have tried real hard to be a good girl. When you come by my house Christmas Eve, please leave me a Tough Stuff vacuum cleaner, a Fisher-Price record player, new coat and boots, and a Moppet secret dollhouse. P.S. My mummy wrote this letter for me. Thank you. Love, Dixie Beasley." That's very nice, Dixie.
Now, all these letters come from Mrs. Bailey's third grade class, don't they?
Oh, wow. Yeah, and there are a lot of them, too. Well, let's see what's here.
The first one's from Tammy Corbin, who writes, "Dear Santa, I want a baby doll and a pocketbook and a watch and some roller skates, and I hope you have a happy Christmas, too. Merry Christmas. Love, Tammy Corbin."
Here's one from Reuben Franklin. "Dear Santa, I want for this year a battery-operated racing set, and that'll be all. I have been good." From Reuben Franklin.
Stephen Rumsey writes, "Dear Santa, I want a train and a car for Christmas. I've been a good boy this year. Love, Stephen Rumsey."
Norma Tinder has written, "Dear Santa Claus, I like you and your toys. I want a horse for Christmas and a picture of you. I love you very much. Love, Norma Tinder.
Here's a letter from Daphne Johnson. Dear Santa Claus, I like you when you give us toys. You are nice to children like me. You always give the toys they want. I have been good this year, and I am ready for Christmas. Thank you, Santa Claus. Love, Daphne Johnson.
Well, Daphne's leaving it up to Santa Claus there. That's kind of nice. Sabrina Lloyd writes, Dear Santa, I hope you come to my house. I've been a good girl this year. I want a van, a drum, a guitar, and a puppet. That's all, Santa. Love, Sabrina Lloyd.
Pam Hawkins writes, Dear Santa, I want a pair of roller skates, a doll named Susie Chu, a pair of jeans, a game named Simon, and a Barbie named Star. Love, Pam Hawkins.
And here's a letter from Eric Gallahue. It says, Dear Santa Claus, I want a hammer and a pair of boots and a truck. Sometimes I'm not too good a boy, but I tried to be good this year. Love, Eric Gallahue.
Is this the last one here?
Looks like it is.
This is from Colin Clough. Dear Santa Claus, I was wishing for an electronic football game and Star Wars figures and Star Wars spaceships and...
That's a tauntaun.
Oh, a tauntaun, please. Thank you, from Colin Clough. And a happy Christmas, he wishes.
Great big happy Christmas there. Those are all letters from Mrs. Bailey's third grade class, and they really wrote quite a nice set of letters.
That was quite a stack. Mm-hmm. You can tell it's getting closer to Christmas.
I'll tell you. Let me see. I'll check that calendar. Goodness, we have only 6 more days to read letters here in Santa's post office. I wonder what'll be in tomorrow's mail.
You never can tell. Meanwhile, we better pack up all these letters for Sam the Courier Elf.
Uh-huh.
He'll be along before you know it.
Okay, I'll get them all in there. Oh, yes, don't forget Dixie's letter. Got it? All right, all done.
All packed up and on to Santa Claus.
Good night, Miss Message.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.